ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. శ్రీకరమై ఒప్పి చింతలన్నీయు బాపి, జనులెల్లరకు చిత్తశాంతి నొసగి, ధర్మ మార్గంబున ధరణి పాలన సాగి, ప్రజల మన్ననలను ప్రభుత పొంది, పాడి పంటల తోడ పల్లెటూళ్లను భాగ్యసీమలనగా వాసికెక్కి, భేదభావంబులు ప్రేమతోడ సమసి, సౌందర్య భావంబు సతము నుండి, పాపభీతి గలిగి దైవభక్తి నొంది, సంఘనీతిని పాటించి సకల జనులు ప్రగతి నొంది చేసెడు నవాబ్దంబు నీవే సత్యసాయిసా పర్తీసా శరణు శరణు.
డియర్ స్వామి, ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ సింటిలేటింగ్ పోయమ్ విచ్ వాజ్ రెడ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ ద దేవ భాష, వీ ఫెల్ట్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో అప్రోప్రియేట్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఒకేషన్ టు రీడ్ అవుట్ a prayer, a poem which you had written. Interestingly, this was a poem which you had written on a greeting card which you sent to a devotee on the 1st of January. The prayer goes thus: I firmly believe there is none kinder than you to shower grace on me. Tell me, is this not the reason why I am at your lotus feet? I firmly believe you will respond quick when I do pray and plead. Tell me, is this not the reason why I am crying aloud for you? I firmly believe you are ever beside me to guide my steps aright. Tell me, is this not the reason why I am yours through day and night? I firmly believe you can never say no, whatever I ask from you. Tell me, is this not the reason why I long for a glance from you? What have you designed for me this time, O Lord? Why this dire delay to offer boons? However long you make me wait and wail, I will not leave. I'll be standing still until your loving eyes do turn on me. How compassionate you are, our Lord. You give us the very prayer we are supposed to use to please you. Where will we ever find a Lord like this? Swami, we begin today's proceedings with the customary slow march presentation. Jai Sai Ram. slow march has always been presented in the divine presence, it possibly is a good idea to remind ourselves of the significance of slow march. Fundamentally, the slow march is a presentation of guard of honor. It is our opportunity to report formally our presence to the Lord, who is the eternal ruler of the entire cosmos and the ruler of our hearts. Bhagwan, we are very happy to inform you, who actually does not need to be informed, that more than 1,000 of your children have gathered today in your presence seeking your blessing and grace.
స్వామి, తమ ఆశీపూర్వక ఆజ్ఞానుసారము మీ పిల్లలమైన మేము నూతనాంగ్ల సంవత్సర పర్వదినాన తమ చరణ కమలముల చెంత చేరాము. సాయీశ్వర, ఈనాటి సాయంకాల సమావేశంలో కృతజ్ఞతాపూర్వక అభినందనల తరువాత నూతనాంగ్ల సంవత్సరాది పురస్కరించుకుని మీ పిల్లలమైన మేము తమ సన్నిధిలో తత్వమసి అను సంగీత సమాహారము, సాయినుతి మధుర స్మృతి అను ఒక నృత్య రూపకము మరియు ద ఛాయిస్ అను నాటకమును హృదయపూర్వకముగా అర్పించుచున్నాము. దయతో ఆలకించి ఆశీర్వదించ ప్రార్థన.
డియర్ స్వామి, వి బిగిన్ టుడేస్ ప్రొసీడింగ్స్ విత్ ఎ సెట్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫరింగ్స్. ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ డ్రీమ్, ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆపర్చునిటీ ఫర్ ఎనీ స్టూడెంట్ is always to offer that flower at your lotus feet. The best pair of whites that we had were always reserved for these occasions. The special oil baths were reserved for these occasions. Each boy craved for this opportunity. Swami, on behalf of all of us gathered here, some of our brothers would offer a flower at your lotus feet. This flower represents our collective craving for yet another opportunity to offer the flower of our heart at your lotus feet. Like the flower offerings, cards were an inseparable part of every function, Swami. Like everything else, these were opportunities for us to interact with you and uplift ourselves. On this occasion, Swami, we've got 3 cards made. The first card, which is currently being offered, is the one in Telugu, the Deva Bhasha. Besides this, Swami, we have 2 other cards for you. The card which is now being offered is a special LED card, Swami. This is something which we are trying out for the first time, and we hope you will be pleased with this offering. Like the card emits light, may our heart also shine with the light of your love. And the third card that we present today, Swami, is a special musical card. What's special about this card is the fact that it's heart-shaped, and when the heart opens, you hear music inside it, and the music that you hear is Neeku Maaku Oke Bandhamu Ade Prema Bandhamu. Swami, like the card, within the sanctum sanctorum of a heart, may we always remind ourselves about this eternal bondage of love. May we always remind ourselves that we are your eternal companions. We now have the offering of the Vidyuleka. There are certain very interesting facts about the Vidyuleka which we wish to share with you now. Many years ago, Swami himself used to write under the name Vidyuleka. Vidyuleka means writing which has the impact and the power of lightning. We are all bound together by your love, Bhagwan, and this is our opportunity to stay connected with you. The Vidyuleka was started in the year 2007 with Bhagwan's divine permission, and on that occasion, Bhagwan said, "Tell my boys they can use the name Vidyuleka and restart the magazine. They can do whatever they wish to." Swami's love and confidence in us is overwhelming and continues to drive us to do this. As years have rolled on, Vidyuleka strives to cover the unending prema bandham between him and his boys, the tales of love, the accounts of service inspired by him, lessons learned at his lotus feet, achievements of the alumni, and his endless collection of stories. We are happy to share that in the 95th year of the advent of the Sai Avatar, the web version of Vidyuleka will be launched by his divine grace. Swami, we now make an offering of our love to the Institute. You have always expected only the offering of love from us, but like the squirrel in the Ramayana, this is our offering of love to our alma mater.
Om Sri Sairam. Dear Swami, we, the alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, lovingly offer at your lotus feet a bridge across time.
Of A Bridge Across Time, which has just been offered at Bhagwan's lotus feet, has 12 compositions. We are very, very happy to inform everybody that all of these are entirely new compositions which are being offered at Bhagwan's lotus feet. The best thing about doing Bhagavan Seva is that you get to see His divine magic at work. There's nothing that you really need to do. He does everything and just gives us the credit. Bhagavan, we now place before you a collection, a video of the Seva activities offered by the Sri Sathya Sai alumni across the globe.
పరిస్థితి నాకు తెలుసు కానీ మరొక తెలియదు. నేను ఎప్పుడు మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటుంటాను. మీరందరూ ఐకమత్యంతో పనిచేయండి. నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు. హృదయమే కనుకనే మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉంటే అక్కడ కూడా స్వామి ఉంటున్నాడు.
స్వామి
ఏ కొరతలు మీకు జరగవు. ఏ విధమైన అపజయాలు మీకు జరగవు. కానీ పరిపూర్ణమైన విశ్వాసంతో మీరు పనులు ప్రారంభించండి.
సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ కి జై. కోటి కోటి కదీ ఉదాహరణం బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు శివ శక్తుల తత్వం కలవోదిన కలియుగావతారం కలవోదిన కలియుగావతారం కలవోదిన కలియుగావతారం
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. ఏ పూజ చేశాము నీ రూపు గాంచాము, ఏ నోము నోచాము నీ పాదము తాకాము, ఏ తపము చేశాము నీ పలుకు విన్నాము, ఏ జన్మ బంధము నీ చెంతకు చేర్చావు. స్వామి, మీ పిల్లలమైన మేము నీ సుందర మందిర ప్రాంగణమందున నిలచితిమి, నిన్ను పిలిచితిమి, నీ మధుర స్మృతులను నెమరువేసుకొని మరల రమ్మని వేడితిమి. నీ దర్శన స్పర్శన సంభాషణములు మరల మరల మా గురుతుకు రాగా మరువలేము నీ ప్రేమను స్వామి ఆశీర్వదించు ఓ అంతర్యామి.
డియర్ స్వామి, వీ నో నాట్ వాట్ వర్షిప్ వీ హ్యావ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఫర్ అస్ టు బి బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ దిస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు సీ యువర్ డివైన్ ఫార్మ్. వీ నో నాట్ వాట్ ఆశ్చర్యస్ అండ్ పెనెన్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ అండర్గాన్ to receive the opportunity to listen to your words and touch your divine lotus feet. All that we know, Bhagwan, is that we are bonded to you for life and that we are your eternal companions. Swami, we pray that you accept this dance performance titled Sai Nuti Madhura Smriti, offered by the Prashanti Dance Group. జై సాయిరాం.
శ్రీ సాయిశం దయాని సనాతన సారథిం సుందర రూపిణం మంగళం ముక్తి ప్రదాయకం సాయినాథం పమరి దరిది దసద పదద పబబది బబదస సరి బబదస సరి బబదస ఇగ సరి గిత దరి బద బబ గమరి గరి సరి గి సరి గ పమ గరి గ బబద నీత పబరి సద గరి రి మగరి ద పమ గరి మగరి ద సరి గి సరి గ గమ నీత ఇద గరి ద ఇద నిరమ గమ పమ గరి సగరి గ సగరి గ సగరి గ సగరి గ సమ గమ సమ గమ సమ గమ సమ గమ మరి దని మరి దని మరి దని మరి దని సగరి గ సగరి దని మరి సత్తాని సగరి సారి ద నిరమ గమ నిరమ
స్వామి తమ దర్శనం ఆనందాన్నిస్తుంది. చిన్న వయసులో చేయి పట్టుకుని నీ చెంత చేర్చివి మము తీర్చిదిద్దితివి, వేయి తల్లుల ప్రేమ జల్లులను కురిపించితివి మురిపించితివి. మరువలేము నీ ప్రేమను స్వామి, ఆశీర్వదించు ఓ అంతర్యామి. ఇప్పుడు మా అమ్మవు నీవమ్మ అనే పాటకి నృత్యం చేయబోతున్నారు ప్రశాంతి డాన్స్ గ్రూప్. సాయిమాత, పండుగలొస్తే సంబరాలలో నీ పిల్లలమై పాలు పంచుకొని కొత్త బట్టలు మిఠాయి పంచుతూ నీ చుట్టుముట్టి మము తిరుగునిచ్చితివి. సన్మార్గమును సంస్కారాలను నేర్పినట్టి నీ ఓర్పు తలుచుకుంటిమి. మరువలేము నీ ప్రేమను స్వామి, ఆశీర్వదించుము ఓ అంతర్యామి. మా వేద పఠనమున నాదము నీవే, భజనలయందున భావము నీవే, సేవలయందలి సాధన నీవే, చదువులయందలి సారము నీవే. మా తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు నేస్తం దైవం నీవే, సర్వం నీవే. మరువలేము నీ ప్రేమను స్వామి, కృతజ్ఞతలు ఓ అంతర్యామి. స్వామి, సప్తవర్ణములను సమకూర్చే సంగీత సమాహారమే తత్వం అసి మ్యూజికల్ సింఫనీ. స్వామి యొక్క అవతార ఆవిర్భావము, స్వామితో కలిసి నడిచిన వైభవము, స్వామివారి సూచనలు ఆశీర్వాదములు తీసుకున్న వివరములు, కృతజ్ఞత, వీటన్నిటి గురించి తెలియచేసేది. స్వామి దివ్య పద సన్నిధిలో 32 సంవత్సరాల బ్యాచ్ విద్యార్థులు మొట్టమొదటిసారిగా సమర్పించుచున్న కార్యక్రమము తత్వం అసి మ్యూజికల్ సింఫనీ.
ది అలమ్నాయ్ బ్రాస్ బ్యాండ్ విల్ నౌ మేక్ అ మ్యూజికల్ ఆఫరింగ్ టైటిల్డ్ తత్వం అసి. దిస్ మ్యూజికల్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఇస్ ఎ సింథసిస్ ఆఫ్ 7 వండర్ఫుల్ హ్యూస్ విచ్ స్పీక్ అబౌట్ యోర్ అడ్వెంట్, యోర్ లీలాస్, your mahimas, your teachings, the eternal truth that you are, and a boundless sense of gratitude to you, Bhagwan. Dear brothers and sisters, it's important to mention 2 interesting facts about this performance. You may be happy to note that the Alumni Brass Band has representation from 32 batches of the Sri Sathya Sai alumni. Also, this is the very first time that the Alumni Brass Band is presenting a musical symphony in the divine presence of the Lord. Let us thus encourage them with a big round of applause.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We, the alumni band, offer our prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. The symphony today consists of 7 chapters that depict our journey with our dear Sai, that is no different from our journey within. The first chapter celebrates the advent of the Sai avatar. The second chapter, titled The Glory, portrays the love between the beloved Lord and his devotees. The third chapter takes us through the storm, pain, and the pining we experience when he chooses to physically distance himself from us. The lessons we learn from our introspection that help us remove the obstacles and see him within are portrayed in the 4th and 5th chapters. Blessed with the realization that the Lord is always with us and can never be separated from us, we express our joy in diverse ways in the 6th chapter, The Alchemy. Finally, we celebrate the advent of our Lord within and offer our gratitude to him for guiding us towards the truth, Tattvam Asi.
No. stranger with empty cries. So I look at the sky in depth of ocean in search of answers. I wander in vain. So I look at the sky. Search of answers, I wander in vain. But all I need is to look within.
Swami, it's simply amazing what the craving to please you can actually make us do. It can make us dance. It can make us sing. It can make us learn to play new instruments. It can make us commit Vedic hymns to memory. It can even make us carry the weight of our own brothers on our shoulders, like the Prashanti dance group just illustrated. And it can also want us make and bake a special cake for you. And that's exactly what we wish to do now, Swami. Offer a special New Year cake at your lotus feet. And the merciful mother that you are, we know you'll allow us to offer the cake and eat it too.
పుట్టపర్తి షట్చక్రవర్తి అనిశంభు అత్యంత అనురాగ భోగానురక్తులై సుజ్ఞాన సక్తులగుచు స్వపరభేదములేక సర్వజీవులయందు సమభావమును చూపు సరసులగుచు కష్టజీవులయందు కరుణను చూపించి తగిన సాయము చేయు దాతలగుచు దాంపత్యధర్మంబు ధరణిని వెలయంగా పరులకు ఆదర్శ సరణియగుచు జగతి సత్కీర్తిగాంచి శ్రీ సాయి కృపను సాటి మానవులందెపుడు మేటియగుచు నిత్యమును ధర్మ జిజ్ఞాస నిరతులగుచు ఉత్తమోత్తమ భక్తులై ఉండుగాక. ఈ విధంగా భక్తులకుండే లక్షణాలు స్వామి చెప్పారు. ఈ లక్షణాలను హృదయంలో ప్రస్ఫుటం చేసుకోవడానికి భక్తుడు చేసేటువంటి పయనం ఎలాంటిది? ఆ పయనంలో ఎదుర్కొనేటువంటి సందిగ్ధాలు ఎలాంటివో, ఆ సందిగ్ధాలలో చేసుకోవలసిన ఎంపికలేమిటో తెలిపే ఈ నాటక కుసుమం ద ఛాయిస్ మీ పాదాల చెంత సమర్పిస్తున్నాం స్వామి, అవలోకించండి.
Humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. Bhagwan, where do I begin a story that has no beginning and no end? How do I tell an eternal saga of love in a few minutes? Express deep emotions in a few lines and express your grandeur within the human limitations? For every bond of yours is unique, and each such story is no less than an epic. Presenting one such story about a devotee and his choices, we offer at your divine lotus feet a drama entitled The Choice. Kanha has now become Krishna and is residing in Mathura after defeating his uncle Kamsa. But danger kept coming in the form of Jarasandha's invasion.
How happy would these Mathura Vasis be, for they are living with our Kanha amidst them. Brothers, you are blessed with the gift of a lifetime. living alongside and breathing the same air as Krishna Kanhaiya. Brother, calm down. This is the court of Mathura. You seem to be new. From where have you come?
Well,
I am Advay from Gokul, Vrajabhumi. I am here to see my dear friend Kanha.
Oh, you're from Gokul? Yes, yes, I remember. Don't you all remember? Krishna used to live in Gokul earlier.
Kanha? My dear friend, are you referring to Shri Krishna Vasudeva, son of Shri Vasudeva and Devaki Devi? Is our great king really friends with you?
Oh, sire, he may be Krishna for you, but for the whole of Gokula, he is Kanha. If you still want proof, ask the flowing Yamuna and the majestic Govardhana. Every blade of grass in Vraja whispers tales of our friendship.
Stop making fun of our guest. He is Krishna's dear friend. And if Krishna comes to know we have talked like this with his friend, he will be disappointed with us.
Fine, fine, fine. We agree with you. Every now and then, we get people coming up with grand tales of good old Vrindavan. What say, brother?
Well said, brother. Of late, everyone is coming and claiming some distant relation to our king and trying to extract some favors from him. Tell me, brother, what is your reason?
Reason? Do I need a reason to see my friend? Do I need an excuse to bask in his glory? I missed him, so I came down to see him. Just a glimpse of his majestic form, experience the soft, reassuring touch, and hear him ask in his inimitable way about our welfare. Emi Samacharam, that is enough.
Let me tell you the news. Being in the far-flung locales of Gokul have blinded you to the impending danger.
Danger? I haven't heard of any danger. Even if there is, I am sure my Kanha will save all of us.
You chose a very wrong time to enter this city, my friend, for it has been under constant attack from Jarasandha, the king of Magadha. Our Lord Krishna fought him for around 20 times and vanquished those enemy hordes. Yet, every time he spared the life of Jarasandha. And now, Jarasandha is getting ready to attack with a larger army than before.
What is there to fear? For the one who could end the rule of tyrant Kamsa over this land, the one who could destroy the mighty Tuskar Kuvalaya Pida with just one fist. This is child's play. The mighty Devendra was defeated by his one act of lifting the Govardhana mountain on his little finger. Jarasandha is nothing. Have faith in the power of Krishna, brothers. Have faith that he will protect you. I had made this mistake earlier, and I implore all of you not to make this mistake again. And don't go by my words alone. Wait for Krishna himself to give the heroic proclamation that will strike terror in the hearts of the enemies.
Attention! All rise! The ruler of Mathura will grace the Praja Darbar shortly.
My dear citizens, on behalf of the administration of Mathura, we thank you for your continued support. As all of you are aware, these are testing times with the enemies circling around Mathura, waiting for the right moment to strike. Rest assured that the citizens' safety is the top priority. Our king's valor has repelled the enemy for 20 times already. Now we look to our King Krishna for continued protection. Lord, please bless us with your words.
Citizens of Mathura, you have weathered the enemy onslaught umpty number of times and have shown exceptional bravery. My deep appreciations. We have confirmed news that Jarasandha is attacking again, and this time he is coming with his biggest army ever, and he will reach here very soon. But I am not going to fight this meaningless war with Jarasandha anymore. My dear citizens, do not fear. Stay at your homes, pack your belongings, and wait for my instructions. We will begin this journey very soon.
Wait.
I don't understand. Krishna will not fight Jarasandha and is running away? And now we have to pack our belongings? Oh God, I think all of us are doomed.
Don't panic. Be strong. Krishna clearly said that we must pack our belongings and wait for further instructions. And our friend from Vrindavan is assuring us. Our master must definitely have a plan.
Plan? I haven't seen any improvement in our lives. In fact, it has become worse. Life under Kamsa was better. At least we were safe and secure. Now we don't have a moment's rest and live under constant fear of attack. History will definitely call him a coward.
Don't call my Krishna a coward. He rallied all of us and protected us from Indra.
Eh, enough of these fairy tales. Have you seen Krishna lift the Govardhanagiri with his little finger with your own eyes? Well, there you go. I am not going to keep my safety in the hands of a wavering and uncertain ruler. I am leaving Mathura today itself.
Yes. Perhaps that is indeed the right thing to do. I should not risk the lives of my family. Yes. I am out of here.
I am sorry, my friend. It is just a bad time to see Krishna. Would you like to stay with us and accompany us on the journey? Maybe then you might be able to meet Krishna.
Thanks for the kind offer, good sir. But I would rather find my own way. Please take care and be safe. Krishna, what is this? I came here in the hope that you will be comforting me. But now, you are confusing me. The Kanha who challenged and humbled the great Indra himself is running away from a mere mortal? Is my being here at this time a test by design or an unfortunate coincidence? What am I supposed to do now? Shall I wait with them? Or should I leave? Will Kanha recognize me and take me with him? And what if Jarasandha discovers that the citizens are leaving and attacks the convoy? Oh, if I stay here and I am killed, who will warn the people of Vrindavan? I think think I must go. Kanha, I am leaving without meeting you. But I have to.
Greater your resolve, greater the obstacles.
The Lord's message is simple.
Have faith and believe.
But it is so hard to follow.
While we wander aimlessly in the wastelands of doubt and despair, He creates situations and shows us the mirror of where we need to be. Advai, like all of us, needed a mirror to see where he stood. Time passed, and Krishna's dear friend Sudama has come to Dwarka. Krishna, the divine sutradhari that he is, slowly started connecting the dots.
Kanha, please accept the salutations of this humble Gopala from Vrindavan. Your people from Gokul send their love and regards.
My dear Advai, why this formal tone? Why are you putting up this wall between us? For you, I am your Kanha from Vrindavan and not this Krishna from Dwarka.
Lord, then you were a little child stealing butter and playing with us. Now you are the ruler of Dwarka. We cannot address you the same way as we addressed you in Vrindavan.
Yet, amongst my dear Gopalas and Gopikas, I will always be their cowherd from Vrindavan. Tell me, my dear friend, what can this Gopala do for you?
You have done everything for us, Kanha. But I have done nothing for you. I keep preaching lofty philosophy around your glory to others. But when the crucial time comes, I falter on the path and fall. The last time I came to Mathura, the attack of Charasandha was imminent. Instead of believing in you, I made a hasty retreat to Gokula. You protected the citizens of Mathura and brought them to this beautiful city of Dwarka, Kanha. And I failed, Kanha. I don't understand where I'm going wrong.
Advai, it is not just you. Everyone does the same. It is all the play of Maya. Maya is what allows you to interact with me as a human, and at the same time, it deludes you into thinking that I too am just a human.
What is the way out, Kanha? How do I make the right choice at the right time? How do I choose you and always you?
Patience, Advai, patience. This is not an answer I can give, but an answer you have to experience, an answer you have to discover for yourself, and that is sadhana.
So, till I find the answer, am I destined to falter and fail?
Advai, it is only in faltering that one learns to balance, in falling to rise, and in failing to succeed. Take every defeat as a foundation and build on that experience.
Thank you, Krishna. These visits, followed by these deep conversations, rejuvenate me. I shall keep coming and learn more. I shall take your leave now, Kanha.
Wait, Advai, wait. What is the hurry?
It is almost time. A very important guest is about to arrive.
Maharaj, a person claiming to be your childhood friend is at the entrance. He says his name is Sudama.
Sudama? Sudama? Sudama is here?
Krishna! Krishna!
What a beautiful surprise! How have you been, my friend? It has been so long since our days at Guru Sandeepani's ashram. Come, come, my friend, sit, sit.
Krishna, you remember me? After all these years, I thought you might have forgotten me.
I am the one who always remembers. Sudama, you are the ones who always forget. What took you so long to visit me? Had you forgotten me? Sit, Sudama, sit, sit.
Krishna, Krishna, you are a king. Please, please don't do it, Krishna.
Oh, how your feet have blistered in the unforgiving heat and this long journey. Allow me to put some medicine. Tell me, Sudama, how is your family?
By your grace, Krishna, everyone is fine. My wife Niyati has specially asked me to convey her love and regards to you.
Convey my blessings to my sister. Sudama, having you here fills me with nostalgia of our time as students in Gurukul. I miss those wonderful days.
Yes, yes, Krishna. You were always fond of those peacocks. And they loved you too, spreading their tails to welcome you. What a sight that was. They even shared their feathers willingly with you to adorn as your ornament. How fortunate are those feathers that lie so close to your crown?
Feathers rest on my head, but Sudama, you reside in my heart. All of you, irrespective of the distance, are always in my thoughts. While I remember you, you seem to have forgotten something important. I know my sister very well. She won't send her husband empty-handed to meet his dear friend. Come on, show me, where is the gift? Oh, Sudama, I remember how you used to hide it from me and eat it all by yourself. Delicious, just the way I like.
Krishna, today I am flooded with joy, Krishna. Nothing matters more to me. With this memory, I can spend the rest of my life in happiness.
So be it, Sudama. So be it. Be happy. Advay, please escort my dear friend on your way back to Vrindavan.
Brother Sudama, yours is a unique relationship with the Lord.
It is all His love, Advay, not my merit. This was a trip driven by despair, living in abject poverty, hopeless and helpless. I tried to reach out to Krishna for alms, wearing the garb of a friend. And Krishna, He remembered even the things I forgot. Every story, every memory, every prank and mischief, every moment of misery and ecstasy. He remembers. We forget. My heart was so full of love that my desire just melted away.
Really? If that was the case, why didn't you ask Krishna for help? just a small request, all your problems would be solved.
Believe me, Advay, believe me. My mind was tempted to cry out, Krishna, my family is starving. Please help me. But my heart stopped me by asking a question. The one who resides in your heart, will he not know your suffering? He is there at the moment of need, not at the instant of desire. Krishna knows, and Krishna knows best.
Thank you, brother, for this lesson. I am now actually understanding what Krishna was hinting at. He wants me to listen more to my heart than my head. Love before logic. And there is no better way to foster love than by constantly visiting him and reinforcing this lesson. The next time the moment of choice comes, I will definitely be ready.
When a beautiful message is conveyed to us, our understanding of it is followed by a resolve to apply the learning and pass the Lord's test. But his tests are like lightning. They are fast and the most unexpected. The Lord had asked Advay to accompany Uddhava on a trip to Vrindavan. Both of them have just returned to Dwaraka to report to Krishna.
Dear Advay, I am so grateful to you, my dear friend, for accompanying me all the way to Vrindavan and allowing me to meet the blessed Gopalas and Gopikas.
Uddhava, it is my good fortune indeed to be a guide to a person like you. We were all blessed by Krishna to be his compatriots in his childhood. But you have been blessed to serve him during the glorious days of his unfolding mission.
Being dear to him is more precious than being near to him, my brother. Trust me, the love that Krishna has for Gopikas and Gopalas is something special.
Does he often talk about us, Uddhava?
The mere mention of Vrindavan widens his eyes. His actions become animated and his usually composed self gives way to bubbling joy and enthusiasm. Krishna the emperor becomes Kanha the Gopala. I always wondered why. And now, after meeting them, I realized how intense is their love for Krishna.
Emi samacharam, Uddhava. How did your trip to Vrindavan go?
Krishna, I went as a teacher and returned a student. Their love for you has enlightened me.
Uddhava, every grain of Vrindavan is filled with love for Krishna. Imagine how would then be the hearts of those Gopikas and Gopalas. Advay, did you take Uddhava to all the houses?
Yes, Kanha.
Krishna, in fact, it was Advay who assembled all the Gopikas in the village center and prodded me to speak. As I stood up to speak, I showed them your letter. To my horror, no one came forward. And when I asked one Gopika, she said her pining for you is so intense that the letter will burn away. And another said, looking at Krishna's handwriting, my eyes would well up and it might smudge the letters. I was so moved. And then I saw Suguna with her burnt finger.
Suguna? She saw me in the flame and burnt her finger trying to catch me there.
How is she now?
What can I say, Krishna? Her eyes seem to carry that flame still, of pining for you, of seeking only you.
And how is my dear friend Shringa, Sugana's husband? He would be the guard outside the houses when I used to steal butter.
Yes. He recollected with gratitude all your leelas. His throat was choking at the mere mention of your name, Krishna.
And what did Radha say?
Krishna, when I spoke to her, she did not even look at me. She turned her head to a bee that came from nowhere, and addressing it, she spoke her heart out to you.
I know. Radha, Dhara, Adhara. Uddhava, you must be very tired of this long journey. Go now and take rest.
As you say, Krishna.
But before you go, tell me, what did Chinmay say?
Chinmay? Krishna, I did not visit Chinmay's house, Krishna.
Why? Did not Advai take you there?
Krishna, Chinmay wasn't available. He was away traveling.
Advai, wasn't he aware of Uddhava's visit?
No, Krishna. When I visited his house a fortnight ago, he was out in the field. I had requested the neighbors to keep him informed. There must have been some miscommunication.
What? You failed again?
Kanha, it was my mistake. I will take Uddhava again when Chinmay is back.
You have grown so big to take Uddhava wherever and whenever you want.
Forgive me, Krishna. Please, pardon me. I will bring Chinmay to Dwaraka to meet Uddhava.
And now you want to bring people here without my permission?
I'm sorry, Kanha, but that was not my intention. Krishna, Advai was only saying...
Nor musko. Paschan api cha na paschati moodaha. You are that fool who sees and yet does not see. You people fail to listen to me despite my constant repetition of my message. You have taken Krishna lightly and it has become your habit. You come here once in a while, show your face not to all that I say. And yet when you go back, you are the same old fool. Get out of here this very instant. Go and don't come back till I call you.
Kanha, Kanha, please, Kanha. Kanha, please, please, Kanha.
There is nothing to discuss. Don't come back till I call you.
The greatest test of the Lord is the moment He stops talking to us, stops interacting with us, and acts as if we don't exist. But it is for us to understand that these painful moments are like burning embers that purify us, and we emerge as His true Bangarus. Advai too, like us at some point in our lives, is walking over these burning embers. A grand feast is being organized by Krishna, but Krishna does not invite Advai.
Are, Chaitanya, Akshay, so good to see you here. How is everyone in Vrindavan?
Everyone is fine. But are you fine, Advai? Why do you want to punish yourself by waiting at Krishna's doorstep every day when you know that he is upset with you?
Brothers, my life is here at Dwaraka and I am happy. The moment Krishna forgives and calls me, I should be able to reach him instantly. This time I shall not fear. This time I shall not run away. This time I will make the right choice.
Advay, I really hope you get the opportunity soon. Huh? The upcoming celebrations at Prabhasa Kshetra is the right opportunity. You can definitely seek Krishna's forgiveness there. You must have got the invitation, right?
What? Celebrations at Prabhasa Kshetra? No. I haven't received any invitation from Krishna.
Oh, we didn't know that. Anyway, it is not too late. Come with us for the celebration and meet Krishna there directly. Our merciful Lord will definitely pardon you.
Thank you, brothers, for the suggestion. I need to think about it. I would like to be alone now. Please.
मन तड़पत है तव दर्शन को प्राण सखा कान्हा रे कान्हा मन तड़पत है तव दर्शन प्राण सखा कान्हा
What is happening, Kanha? What is happening to me? I am so restless. I am so lonely. What should I do? What should I do?
Man mandir mein Kanha viraje जग का कृष्ण अलग क्यों कान्हा का मुरली तो गाए कृष्ण कहो फिर चुप क्यों
Yadukula is invited for the grand feast except me. Should I listen to my dearest Kanha in my heart, who is beckoning me towards him? Or should I listen to Krishna, who is instructing me to stay away from him?
Man darpan pe mail laga hai. दर्पण पे मैल लगा है भ्रम और छल का लेप चढ़ा है देख के देखना
kanha.
I did not listen to you, Kanha, when you called me to worship the Govardhana mountain. I missed the chance. I missed the chance that even time immemorial cannot fill. I came to you in Mathura, but my mind foolishly justified me running away to Vrindavan without meeting you, Krishna. When I met Sudama, his love for you taught me the greatest of lessons. That as my Hrudayavasi, you know what is best for me. Much, much better than my heart prompts or my mind conjectures. Nimitta matram, Krishna, mama nimitta matram. With this limited intellect, what should I do? What should I do, Kanha? What should I do?
Whatever you choose, I am here to support you. The choice has to be yours. But I hope you choose me.
Advay, the choice has to be yours, and I hope you choose me now.
I need both my eyes. How do I choose one eye over the other?
Advay, what do you see when you close both eyes? Perhaps that will help you choose.
Regardless of the eye, the vision is the same. The vision is the same. The vision is the same. Kanha, Krishna, both are the same. Oh, truly, Krishna, I am that fool who sees and yet cannot see. You are the same. You are the one and the same. My Kanha and my Krishna are the same. My Kanha and my Krishna. My Kanha and my Krishna. My Kanha and my Krishna. My Kanha and Krishna, they are both the same. Swami, Swami, Swami.
Finally, after all these years, you have understood, Dunnaputa. So what do you choose now, Advay?
There is no choice, Krishna. It was the confused ramblings of a mind steeped in duality. All the guilt and regret have melted away. The place is here. The moment is now. You are now here with me. That is all that matters, Krishna. I shall not move from this place. When you feel it is right, you will call me. That is my choice. Krishna, your will is my life.
Like nectar to a parched throat, the Lord's darshan soothes all pain. However painful it is, He waits for us to realize our own answers, chart our own path, and complete our journeys. As history tells us, an incident at Prabhasa Kshetra eliminated the entire Yadava clan. as Krishna was about to end his earthly sojourn, he finally called Advai to his physical presence.
Krishna, Krishna, I just heard of the ghastly tragedy at Prabhasa Kshetra. The entire Yadava clan was massacred. But if it happened in your presence, it is your will that drove their destiny.
The Yadavas, who formed the invincible Narayani Sena, serve their purpose in my mission. Everything that has a beginning has to come to an end. Their fulfillment was in breathing their last in my presence. And your fulfillment lies in realizing that you are the chosen instrument.
Kanha, it is my highest fortune to be your instrument. I can die for you, Kanha.
Live for me, Advai. Live for me. Living every moment happily is passing my test. For happiness is union with God.
Krishna, I am grateful that I made the right choice. Not because I survived, but I get one more day to experience your glory. One more day to be part of your story. All I want now, my Lord, is only you and nothing else. For happiness is union with God.
Advai, for long I have been waiting for this day. As much as you pine for me, I too have been pining for you. I pine for each and every one of you.
But Lord, aren't you angry that we upset you so often? Aren't you disappointed that we let you down day after day? Don't you get exasperated when we take so long to understand?
Advai, Advai, Advai. Eternity is but an instant for me. I am beyond time. My love knows no judgment. Wasn't I aware of all your follies, struggles and flaws when I called you mine? I created you. I know you. I accept you as you are, for what I see in you is my very own self, hiding behind this imaginary veil called you. I love you. Yet, I test you so that you may evolve. I chisel, I cajole, I prompt, I guide, and I guard so that you may realize yourself. All those moments that this body spent with you, all those glances, laughters, tears, and anger are my expressions of my love for you and are steadily drawing you towards me. All I ask of you is just one step. Choose to take the first step towards me, and I will carry you on the journey back to me. The star merges into the sky. The drop merges into the ocean. And you merge into me.
गणेश गजानना गजानन
Thank you.
Govinda, Gokula Nandana Gopala.
Krishna Rama Govinda, Gokula Nandana Gopala.
Krishna Rama Govinda, Gokula Nandana Gopala.
Krishna Rama Govinda, Gokula Nandana Gopala.
Rama Krishna Govinda, Jai Vrinda.
Bye. मिल बोलो नमः शिवाय, बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो नमः शिवाय, ओम 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 नमः शिवाय,
Oh,
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, more than 250 devotees from the state of Sikkim have come to Prashanti Nilayam for their two-day Parthi Yatra on 2nd and 3rd of January. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 4:50, the state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, State of Sikkim, Sri Pradhan will be addressing all of us on various seva activities being undertaken in Sikkim. After the talk, the Sai youth from Sikkim will be presenting a drama based on Tihar, a festival of light. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagawan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. స్వామివారి దివ్యానుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో సిక్కిం రాష్ట్రం నుండి 250 మందిపై భక్తులు జనవరి 2 మరియు 3 తేదీలనాడు 2 రోజుల పర్తియాత్రగా ప్రశాంతి నిలయానికి విచ్చేసినారు. సాయి కులవంత్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 4:50 సిక్కిం రాష్ట్ర శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థల అధ్యక్షులు శ్రీ ప్రధాన్ గారు సిక్కిం రాష్ట్రంలో చేపడుతున్న అనేక సేవా కార్యక్రమాల గురించి ప్రసంగిస్తారు. వీరి ప్రసంగానంతరం సిక్కిం రాష్ట్ర సాయి యువత తీహార్ అను పేరిట ఓ నాటకం సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.